Welcome to Wonderville. Looks like all the people here are getting ready for the citywide garage sale this weekend. So many treasures and so many stories. Like this ant farm reminds me of the time Joel decided to be a lazy ant. Or this quilted blanket over here. All of these items have a story and a person behind them. And if you stick around here in Wonderville long enough, you might just hear all the stories. Now that I'm thinking about it, I do remember about a story that happened during one of our city garage sales not too long ago. How about I tell it to you as we explore some of these garage sale treasures? Because here in Wonderville, adventure is right around the corner.
Anthony, I didn't expect to see you home from college.
It's spring break. Everybody comes home for Easter and spends time with their family.
Wow, that sounds amazing. I can't wait to go to college so I can come home on vacation.
It's not all fun and games. There's lots of work to do in college. Lots of studying and lots of work.
Work? Say, you have a job, right?
I work part-time at the school bookstore.
That means you have money. You see, I'm trying to buy the new GameStation console, and it's $300. Do you think I could borrow some money?
I work part-time in a college bookstore. I wish I had $300 to give myself, Corey.
Doesn't the Bible say that we're supposed to give to the poor?
Trust me. You have more money than I do. So, last time I checked, doesn't the Bible say that we should give to the poor?
Hey, Anthony, I didn't hear you get up. Are you ready to help in the garage sale this week? There's a lot of stuff in the basement and in the attic, and I'm excited to throw it all away.
Sounds like a lot of fun, Dad.
As long as you throw out all the boxes that say Anthony's childhood memories, you should be good.
Nice to see you too, Savannah.
Savannah! You recently got paid for a babysitting job. Can I borrow some of your money for the new GameStation console?
I earn that money by working, Corey. If you want money, you have to be willing to work for it.
Work for it? I could eat 3 hot dogs in one sitting. Ew, I'm not paying to see that. Would you pay not to see it?
Hey, Anthony, let's go start in the attic. Sounds like a plan, Dad.
How am I supposed to come up with $300 for the new GameStation if no one will pay me to eat hot dogs?
Oh, hiya, Corey. Why do you look so down in the emotions?
I'm trying to get money to buy the new GameStation.
How's it going for you?
Well, let's see. I have $0.
That does seem like a dilemma.
What are you up to?
Your grandma wanted me to bring some old boxes down here for the garage sale. We're trying to save money to go on a cruise.
Wow, I bet you'll make a fortune. I bet this bowling stuff is at least worth $85. And look at this, an 8th place bowling trophy? Why would you ever want to get rid of this stuff?
Probably because nobody wants an 8th place bowling trophy sitting around their house.
But it's 8th place! How many bowlers were in the tournament? Like 12? 15? 20? 100?
5. That's how bad a bowler I am, and that's why I'm trying to sell it. And it helps make a little money on the side for the cruise. That's great!
With all this stuff in these 2 boxes, I bet you make a ton of money.
Well, I'm only selling the items in this box here with the bowling items. This box here is filled with important items that need to go up in your parents' attic for safekeeping. We don't want to see any more items get ruined like we had in the last flood. That's why we're going to keep this safe. It has special items inside, like pictures or memories, or like this. This Bible has been in our family for over 300 years. This Bible was your great-great-great-great-grandpa's Bible, passed down from father to son over the years. Each son gets to underline and initial their Bible verse in the Bible. God's Word is special, but this Bible is special to me because there are lots of fathers and sons who have underlined a special verse in here, and it makes this Bible very, very priceless to me. Wow! Did you underline a special verse? I sure did, right here. Proverbs 13:22. What does it say? Oh, I could tell you what the verse says, but I think it's important to look up Bible verses. Maybe it will be your verse of the night to read. These boxes are a little too heavy for me, so just make sure your dad takes care of this box and puts it up in the attic, and this box over here is for the garage sale. No problem, Grandpa. I'm the man for the job.
So what exactly are we doing up in this old attic anyway? We're looking for some things to put in the garage sale. Why would anyone want to buy our old junk? That's where you're mistaken. What some people may think is junk, others may see as great treasures. And you think someone is going to find great treasures in some of this old junk? Your mom and I sure have found a lot of treasures out of what you call junk. This is a treasure? Wow! I haven't seen or thought about this in years! This is my 11th place bowling trophy from the old church league I used to be a part of. 11th place, Dad? I worked hard to get 11th place. I'll have you know, I used to be a great bowler. Your grandpa, too. How many teams were there? 5! But that's besides the point. We all had fun. Hey, Dad!
Up here, Corey! Save me from all these treasures, Corey! Save me!
Very funny, Anthony.
Grandpa just dropped off some old boxes for the garage sale. Had a lot of bowling stuff in it.
Oh, great. More bowling treasures.
I wonder why he'd want to sell all that bowling gear. Well, when was the last time you guys went bowling, Dad?
What month is it?
It's May.
Well, that would probably be about 15 years ago then, since we last went bowling.
Seems like Grandpa's smart to give it up.
Grandpa said that some of the boxes he brought were too heavy for him to carry up, but I'll gladly do it for $300.
Corey, if you need the money so badly, sell some of your things or go help Benjamin with the lemonade stand.
Last year we only made $2.50 at the lemonade stand.
That's $2.50 more than you have now. Leave Grandpa's boxes in the living room, and I'll get to them in a few minutes.
Okay.
Are you ready to dig through more treasures, Dad?
Oh, look at this! It's my old Hawaiian shirts! I wonder if my ukulele's up here somewhere. Benjamin, I have great news for you. I'm here to help this lemonade stand be super successful and make a ton of money.
Have fun!
Yes, we're gonna have fun when we're playing that new game station. But right now, our focus should be on this lemonade stand. There's no time for fun with lemonade stands.
Lemons gross!
Yes, they are. And they're very sour. That's why we need to add lots and lots and lots of sugar.
Sugar!
We need to get serious here, Benny. Let's do some money math. If we sell each cup of lemonade for 25 cents and I need $300, if I sell 4 cups of lemonade, that makes $1. So 4 times 300 is 1,200 cups of lemonade that we need to sell? How many cups do we even have in the house?
Sugar!
Not sugar, Benjamin. Cups. Let's see. Let's see, okay, we got 50 in this bag, and how many over here in this bag? 3? We only have 53 cups in this house? Well, maybe we could sell 53 cups and still make some money. Let's do some lemonade math again.
53 cups at 25 cents a piece is...
It's $13.25.
Thanks, Mom.
Sugar!
There's nowhere near $300 and $13.25. Oh, how am I gonna make all this money?
I don't know how you're gonna make the money at the lemonade stand to get your game console, but I do have a question for you.
What's that?
Is your friend Corwin stopping by the garage sale?
Maybe. I don't know. Do you want me to call him and ask him?
Oh, no. That's okay. I just wanted to make a glass of iced tea for him.
Great idea. Corwin gets a little hyper when he drinks lemonade. Lemons! Sugar! Yum!
Oh, Benjamin, you're all sticky from the sugar.
That's my cue to exit.
Oh my goodness, what great luck! I can't believe I still have these!
What'd you find? More treasures?
I found my yodeling tapes, so definitely we found treasures.
Oh, you mean you didn't find Don't Say Junk?
I used to spend hours in the car singing these old yodeling songs.
I wasn't gonna say junk, Dad. I was gonna say torture.
Maybe that old cassette player is still up here. Let's move some boxes and look for it.
What's a cassette player?
A box that plays cassette tapes.
What's a cassette tape?
Ugh, a plastic rectangle that's used to play music.
When did they use cassette tapes? In the 1500s? Very funny. Now help me look for the cassette player. I want to sing some yodel.
Mom said to start taking things out to the driveway for the garage sale.
Why can't she do it? I'm busy looking for things to sell.
She's giving Benjamin a bath. Somebody let him play in a bag full of sugar.
Oh, yeah, I forgot I did that.
Here, you can start with these boxes.
These are Grandpa's boxes. Did Dad go through them already?
Sure, probably. I don't know. Just hurry up and move the boxes.
I'll do it for $300.
If you don't do it now, I'm gonna give you a knuckle sandwich.
Okay, I'm going.
Are you still up there?
Dad's looking for a cassette player.
What's that?
Don't even ask.
I'll just set these boxes outside here, and I'm sure Grandpa makes a lot of money selling these bowling items. Maybe he'll give me some of the profits.
Excuse me.
Hi, sir. Are you here for the garage sale?
I am. Are these all the items in the garage sale, or will there be more items later?
No, my dad and brother are still up in the attic looking for more treasures.
All right, then I will return later.
Okay, see you soon.
Well, looks like this year's garage sale is going to be a huge success as I look around and watch all the people see old things and buy new things, and people who are excited for all their new treasures. I'm reminded of the Bible verse, Matthew chapter 6, verse 20, that reminds us that the things here on earth are just things that someday will rust and be destroyed. The real treasures are the ones we store up in heaven, and the greatest treasures are the ones that show we love Jesus.
Where's that awful noise coming from? Do you know where it's coming from, Mayor Zadok?
I sure do. That's the Johnson home, and it sounds like Mr. Johnson is using his old yodeling cassettes.
Say, let me tell you the story a few years back about the time he and his son Anthony found those yodeling tapes in the attic.
Oh boy.
Make it stop, Dad. This music is classic. Your mother fell in love with me because I sang these songs to her.
Remind me to question Mom's hearing. This is so loud, I bet the neighbors can hear it. Good, I bet they love it too.
Well, Benjamin, we've been out here for nearly 2 hours and we've only sold 7 glasses of lemonade. I've drank 3, you've spilled 17, and we've made less than $300. This is gonna take forever.
Hello again, young man.
Hi, sir. Would you like to buy some lemonade?
No, thank you. I've been looking around your items for this garage sale, and I'm interested in some items in that box over there.
Oh, that's my grandpa's bowling stuff.
No, the other box.
Oops, I wasn't supposed to bring that box out here. That's my grandparents' special box. It's supposed to go up in the attic for safekeeping.
Well, I'm not interested in the entire box, just one item. Surely your grandfather won't mind one item missing from the box?
That depends. What item are you looking at?
That book on top over there.
Oh, that's my grandpa's family Bible. I don't think he'd want me to sell it.
What if I paid you $300 for it?
Ho-ho! $300? That's exactly how much I need for the new game station!
Well, what a lucky day for both of us. You get your game thing, and I get a new book. Everyone is happy.
Well, what about my grandpa? He wouldn't be too happy if I sold it.
The box you said was going into the attic. How would he know it's not up there?
Well, I guess you have a point, but I still don't think it's the right thing to do. I don't think I could sell it.
How about $500?
Whoa! That's a lot of money!
Have we got a deal?
We sure do!
Excellent. Happy doing business with you.
Benjamin, can you believe that? We now have more than enough for a game station.
Excuse me, how much for this bowling box over here with all these bowling trophies, bowling balls, and whatnots?
I don't know. Would you take $25 for it? Sold! Woohoo, Benjamin! $525!
I say, I sure am hungry. We had a very exciting day and, if I dare may say so, a very profitable yard sale. Savannah, would you please pass the broccoli?
Huh? I think I have permanent hearing loss after all of your yodeling music, Dad.
Ah, yodeling, great music. It is great music. So, Corey, how did you do at the yard sale?
Ho, let me tell you, $530!
How did you come up with all that? I didn't see you had that many items out there.
Well, $525 was from selling Grandpa's items and $5 from a lemonade stand. Hey, tomorrow do you think we could go by the game station, please?
Great Galatians! You made $525 off of all that bowling stuff?
Well, not exactly. I made $25 from your bowling stuff and $500 from a black book in the other box.
Gee, I can't remember. What black book did I have in that box?
Well, you see, he offered me $300 and then he said $500 and how could I say no?
Corey, did that black book have gold lettering on it?
Sure did. Maybe that's why it was so expensive.
Oh, Corey, that was the family Bible I was talking to you about earlier. You know, the one that's over 300 years old. Oh, now I'll never see my dad's handwriting again, or my grandpa's. It's all gone. 300 years of family history gone in a matter of less than 3 seconds.
And now, we'll never even get to pass it on to the future generations. Oh, what a sad day.
Corey, I am very disappointed in you.
Well, if it makes things any better, he left a card that that I found amongst some things.
Do you still have the card?
Yeah, it's right here in my pocket.
Larrabee Auctions.
Oh, not Larrabee Auctions. They're the worst. They're keeping me up all morning long at like 4:30 in the morning with their loud construction. Ugh, Larrabee.
Well, the good news is it looks like there's an auction tomorrow morning. Maybe we should get there a little early and try to get the family Bible back.
Can I come too?
You can count on it, Corey. Well, Corey, do you recognize the man from the garage sale anywhere?
There's a lot of people here. With him over there in the green jacket. That's him.
Ugh, Larrabee.
Hello and welcome to Larrabee Auctions. Our auction will begin in 15 minutes.
Hello, thank you for that information. But I believe you stopped by our family garage sale yesterday where my son Corey sold you a book, a Bible actually, and we have the $500 you paid, so if you wouldn't mind, can we please have our family Bible back?
Oh, I do mind. I bought that item fair and square. And if you would like the item back, you will have to bid on the item.
No problem, Dad. We can use the $500 for the auction.
The bidding for that item begins at $2,000.
But that Bible is priceless! $2,000? How could you put such a price tag on over 300 years of family history?
I'm sorry.
It's not fair!
Well, perhaps this is a good moment for you to learn an important life lesson. Life's not fair. Goodbye.
Wait just a minute. I don't know if you were ever a child and made a few mistakes, but from the looks of it, I'm not sure if you were ever a child. But I am, and I made a mistake yesterday, and I hurt the people that love me the most. And the great thing is that even though I made a mistake, my family still loves me. And I know that because the Bible tells me so. Because when we make a mistake, Jesus forgives us when we ask him to. And you may have my grandpa's family Bible, but you definitely don't have what's inside of it.
As I said, good day.
It was a good try, son. And yes, we do love you. And we forgive you. Maybe when the grandparents come back from their cruise, we can start a new family Bible together.
It may not be 300 years worth of history, but it's a start.
I'd like that. But I'd like the old one back too.
Hey Dad, Corey, Grandpa, what took you guys so long to get home?
We took the long way home and talked.
Well, Corey, while you were gone, this came for you.
What is it?
I don't know. You should open it.
I hope it's more yodeling tapes. That would be fun.
What is it, Corey? I don't know. I'm opening it. Grandpa! It's the Bible!
Praise God! It's a miracle!
Here's a note.
What? Does it say who it's from?
Well, no, it just says Ephesians 4:32. Well, what's that verse?
Well, it's in the New Testament, and it says, be kind to one another, compassionate, forgiving one another, as God in Christ forgave you.
Wow, that is a nice verse.
Oh, there seems to be something inside here. Corey, what does this note say?
It says, maybe it's time I remember what it's like to be a kid again. Oh, I think it's from the guy from the auction, from who I sold it.
Well, Corey, I guess your speech got through to him.
Corey, I think it's time you underline your verse.
Really?
I sure do.
Wow. I think I'll go with Proverbs 7:1.
Why'd you pick that verse, Corey?
Well, because someday I want my son to read this Bible and see there are great treasures inside of it to learn from. Plus, I wanted Proverbs 8, verse 21, but somebody already underlined it. See the initials right there.
Proverbs 8:21? That's my verse, Corey. Great minds must think alike.
Wow, my dad picked Proverbs, and I picked Proverbs,
and I picked Proverbs.
Wow, there sure are a lot of great treasures in this book, and I'm glad to have the family Bible back.
I'm glad we have each other.
Sugar!
Like I told you, there are so many great and wonderful stories you'll hear about all the wonderful items you'll find at a Wonderville garage sale. But you know where you'll also find some other really great stories? By opening up your Bible and reading them. The Bible is filled with all kinds of treasures that God wants to share with us. And the more we read them, the closer we'll be to understanding more about Jesus and how much He loves us. I sure hope you'll open your Bible real soon and become a treasure hunter too. You know, I think I see some more treasures over yonder at the next garage sale, because you never know what's gonna happen right around the corner here in Wonderville.